He died in 1990 when the right-wing power structures had taken some pains to convince society that political art was obsolete, the Vietnam War was long over, and that they had no intention of unleashing the decades of invasion, colonialism, and chaos they were already planning for the following year. There were always inklings, though, smaller exercises in power and international plunder. And among artists, there was a subliminal defeated unease, apparently without meaning. It was hard then to connect the impending lethal macrocosm to the personal malaise. That sort of mystifying and frustrating artistic and political confinement would have destroyed a man with the heart of a cleft, lengthily and insidiously. Selfishly, I regret that he died before my more explicitly political volumes of prose and poetry, starting with Acoustic Shadow, were published. I think he would have much liked them, as Forbes did. On the subject of artistic mood in 1991, I remember a correspondence I had with the dying Barrett Reed, then still editor of Overland. He had expressed deep depression about the Gulf War because he accepted that Saddam Hussein was simply the villain, and he was not seeing any alternative to it. I responded that Saddam did not have any expansive ideology, and that the way to avoid depression was to oppose the war. He was open to my attitude and signed one of his letters, Warm Wishes from this Winter Garden. To return to the subject of Greece, I've been thinking again of Sophocles' play about Philoctetes. Because of its Sophoclean poignant problem-solving, it was one of my favourites when I was a girl. In it, the hero has been abandoned on the island of Lemnos on the way to the Trojan War because of a noxious and putrescent wound in his heel. He has with him the bow and arrow of the deified hero Heracles. Under torture, one of those ubiquitous prophetic Trojan royals, related to Cassandra, reveals that the Greeks need the bow and arrow. They arrive at Lemnos and Odysseus deceives Philoctetes out of the weapons, but Diomedes insists that Philoctetes still comes too. Heracles descends from Olympus and says that Philoctetes must accompany them and will be healed by the son of the doctor Asclepius. Philoctetes is cured and fights well in the Trojan War. As it is written by the sophisticated Sophocles, there are other non-extant plays about the story. Philoctetes is a prototype for the isolated, depressed and disparaged artist, who is finally acknowledged to be necessary and is redeemed by his usefulness. Sophocles suggests that it is this scenario we should desire for the pathologized artists, not the authoritarian right-wing one in which the artist is destroyed by his affliction.